It is the season for holiday greeting cards, but it's growing more and more likely that you will need a smartphone to read what's inside. Hallmark has a new card that lets the sender personalize it with video messages. The company is the latest to bank on group video greetings as more consumers get comfortable on camera. Shannon Mullen reports.
Hallmark is famous for saying things its customers can't. But with its new video greetings, the message comes straight from the sender, or senders.
Happy holidays from the Blacks!
To send one of these, you choose from a list of special occasions, then invite the people you want to submit videos. Once they do, Hallmark edits it all together with music and graphics.
Happy, happy birthday, baby girl.
We wish that we were there.
Happy birthday, sis.
A digital version you can send by text or email costs $4.99. For a buck more, a paper card arrives by mail with a link inside that the recipient can scan with a cell phone to watch the video. Either way, it expires in 6 months, but can be downloaded for keeps.
It just makes for something that's unforgettable.
Krista Masalonis is Hallmark's Global Innovation Director.
We've been around for 110 years. I want us to be around for another 110 more. So we've got to be there as the way people are connecting changes. And digital is how they're doing it.
Hallmark is the biggest brand to start packaging group videos for a price. The greetings industry term is digital expressions, and a handful of smaller companies already sell them. One called Tribute claims it was the first, starting in 2015. Its montages range from $29 for a version you edit yourself to a full-service option for $100. CEO Andrew Horn says Tribute has sold 5 million and counting, 4 million of those just since the start of COVID-19.
There's been this absolute, shift in consumer behavior over the past 2 years in the pandemic where people are now all of a sudden comfortable, for better or worse, on video.
Some more than others. Horn says 80% of the people his customers invite to make videos for these greetings put off doing them until the deadline or after.
It does tend to take more effort. But now people are also starting to see that, like many things in life, some of the most rewarding things that we do are those that are challenging. And so people are embracing that challenge because they're seeing that the impact is actually profound and legitimate.
As for seeing themselves on camera, much less sharing feelings, Horn says awkwardness can lead to more meaningful connections.
What's bad is when that is an inorganic process.
That's Dr. Bernie Hogan, a sociologist and senior research fellow at Oxford University's Internet Institute. He worries with digital greetings, people might feel pressured to make the videos, and the final product might not reflect the time and effort they put into them.
And so you come to resent these cards. And we don't, you don't want a practice that leads to resentment.
At the Emily Post Institute, author and etiquette expert Lizzie Post says the person buying the greeting should make it optional for contributors and take the pressure off.
Really encouraging people to not feel like they have to go over the top, to not even feel like they need to put on makeup or do their hair or something like that. And frankly, I think sometimes the ums and the ahs or the starts or the like squirrel moments that someone might have on camera, right, are like actually so much more exactly who they are.
Post warns when recording videos, always assume they could go public and don't rush. But, she adds from personal experience, doing too many takes can take the fun out. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.